Well, I suppose Netflix and such, all those streaming services, you probably got yourself invested into a couple of documentaries, possibly even some conspiracy theories. They are interesting stuff. And obviously COVID in and of itself became a bit of a, I don't know, an avenue or an opportunity for a lot of other conspiracies to kind of rear their heads a little bit. As far as the internet is concerned, there's one massive one, an internet conspiracy cult, you could even call it, in QAnon. They're the source of, I don't know, many bizarre conspiracies, far-right ideology, government distrust, this, that, and alike. We're chatting to author and activist Van Badham now, who has literally written a book on this. Joining us from country Victoria yourself, Van, how's it going?
Oh, well, there's a blackout that apparently is taking up quite some extensive territory state. Right. So,
who's behind it, man? Who's behind it?
Who's behind it? Well, I would say extreme weather events and climate change.
Right.
But the QAnon people I've been studying for a year, hiding in their communities and observing them, mm-hmm. would probably say it was the work of an evil cabal of people who might be lizards, depending on which tenet of QAnon you explore, who are playing with weather machines in order to control our lives and cause disruption. And that sounds unhinged. And let me tell you, that would be an ununhinged theory as far as QAnon goes. It gets very weird in there.
So to that point, there is a new book. It's releasing in a couple of weeks, QAnon Anon, that you've written. Firstly, explain to us, because I think most of us would have a vague idea of QAnon, but I think it seems like a fluid kind of, I don't know, entity, almost a canon of sorts. I'm going to be frank, I don't entirely know what it is. I've just heard little examples of what they may or may not have been behind. Can you give us a better idea?
Well, it's sort of the Marvel Cinematic Universe of unhinged conspiracy theories.
Right.
Like, there are lots and lots of different texts. There's sort of a central theme that runs through it,
mm-hmm.
but we're now at the point where we're doing sort of what if specials and various reinterpretations, and there are factions and, you know, infinite time, like Crisis on Infinite Worlds kind of timeline stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
So QAnon sort of started in 2017 as a thing when a mysterious poster appeared on 4chan, which is a website that you go to, you know, be anonymous, be racist, share cat photos, you know, say whatever you want,
yep.
kind of thing.
The green text thing.
Yeah, but, yeah, it's not where you go to sort of read the news. It's where you go to make up versions of the news
right.
with your anonymous identity and amuse other people who are there. And these posts started appearing saying that Hillary Clinton was going to be arrested and indicted, and show trials were going to start of all of these so-called cabal members who mm-hmm. were all part of this sort of secret elite running the world. And essentially the belief system is that there are these elites and they steal children. And they genuinely believe that Hillary Clinton steals children.
Yeah.
And then they torture these children, and the children's bodies generate a chemical that these evil people feed on, which keeps them young and beautiful. So they've accused, like, Tom Hanks and, like, the most the cast of Friends and the most random sort of collection of celebrities, the Pope, they really hate the Pope, of essentially enacting the plot of Monsters, Inc.,
right.
where, you know, you milk children of their screams, is basically what's going on. That's sort of the central theme. And so these anonymous posts were appearing on 4chan, and they were sort of written like a spy novel, and they caught on really quickly because someone found them, and the book tells the full sort of story of how this thing went from just some crazy 4chan conversation to being this community of people started interpreting these posts.
What did you find? Is there any kind of is the book itself? We do have to move on, unfortunately, pretty quickly. We got caught up in ourselves then in the world of QAnon there, Van. But what's the book? Is it an effort to, I don't know, dispel the potential ridiculousness, or I don't know, is it more an objective look? And you found, look, there is some basis, or is it, I don't know, to, I don't know, mock those with tinfoil hats?
There's no basis. Like there isn't. I mean, well, I wanted to understand why people would believe things. I mean, we live in the most information-rich society ever,
right,
so why would you believe things that weren't true?
Sure.
And the book is about why people believe things are not true, but it's also about how QAnon doesn't exist in isolation. Like, mm-hmm. there are these different kinds of conspiracy cults, like Gamergate and Pizzagate and all these kind of different variations that have appeared over the past 10 years.
Sure.
And it's... internet technology has created this space for this stuff to really thrive. But what the book becomes about is about the weaponization of disinformation. So your tinfoil hat wearing uncle who believes the lizard people are coming. Like 10 years ago, that was just sort of a funny story at Christmas. You know, like, how's your tinfoil hat, Jared?
Yeah.
Where are the lizard people? But now those people are being weaponized
sure.
by political actors and deployed. You look at the anti-lockdown protests that were in Victoria and New South Wales. I almost fell off my chair when I saw so many QAnon T-shirts in the crowd. And like I said, these people are being mobilised. And the book goes into how that's happened, why it's happened, the kind of people who are manipulating these events. And I found myself like writing nonfiction like a thriller going, I just can't believe this is happening.
Yeah, I can imagine.
For people who are trying to get their heads around how January 6th happened in the United States, I think you'll find the book very useful.
All right, sounds good. I'll tell you what, I'm enthralled, Van. So the 16th of November, from memory, I believe it releases.
Can we
pre-order in all good bookstores? Give me the plug.
Absolutely pre-order. I obviously recommend that your first port of call is your local indie bookstore and reserve a copy there. You can reserve a copy. I've just tweeted. I am at Van Badham on Twitter, and I've just tweeted a link to it. And, yeah, like, I'm hoping to start a conversation to get people aware of just what the far right are doing online and how they're organising and what things like those anti-lockdown protests mean. And there is a link to the conspiracy community online that I think warrants a lot more public awareness.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Van. I'm excited to give it a read.
Yeah. Anytime, darling. Anytime.
All righty. Cheers. Have a good day. All the best with that. Hope you get your power back soon.
Yeah, me too. No coffee. Oh, my God.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.